An economist with the Economic Policy Unit of the Third World Network Africa, Jechi Tano, has attributed the economic challenges facing most African countries to the over-reliance on developed countries. He said though the dependency will yield some development, the vulnerability that comes with it are enormous. Mr. Tano said this is stifling the growth of most African countries. He was speaking at the launch of a report on the least developed countries in Accra. Rosalind Ganyaglo reports.
Mr. Jechi Tano explained that both external and internal factors account for the low rate in growth. The rich mineral resources in most of these African countries are not being harnessed. There is so much foreign grip on these resources, making the developed countries gain at the expense of African countries. Mr. Tano said if these countries want to be in competition with the developed world, they must be creative, innovative, and coordinate well to harmonize their interests.
One of the things that will put us in an enormously difficult position is the grip of international factors, the grip of foreign powers and interests on our fortunes. That really is what, because if you look at the key difference, as the report discusses, between Asian least developed countries and African least developed countries, two things are obvious. One is that those are countries which have made more of a shift towards manufacturing, and these are countries which depend a lot more on domestic resources and regional economies than the global economy. So one of the points the report makes is that the share of African ownership in the financial sector in Africa is 30%. The report also discusses that the share of the public sector and policy-driven financial institutions in the economy is much higher. And it's not a good story. I don't think we have pursued a useful growth path. So whatever we have done, you can have become middle income 50 times over if you want. If you do not have a sustainable development path, you haven't done anything.
The Trade and Industry Minister, Dr. Kosi Ogbagba, in a speech read for him, said government is doing all it can to raise the living standards of the citizenry. He said policies will be put in place to improve the competitiveness of the trade and industry sector. This, Dr. Ogbagba believes, will help the private sector realize their full potential.